best line in today's gospel, which really sticks out there, is what Mark quotes Jesus as saying, "Do not be afraid, just have faith." Jesus' words to the synagogue official. You know, it's easy to have and be overwhelmed by so many fears and anxieties in our life that challenge our faith. Some fear speaking or flying or strangers or children, maybe fear insects or the dark or small places and heights. Well, most of us have a fear for ourselves or families or children or parents in the sense of losing them, them getting sick, them maybe getting a disease or being involved in an accident where death may present itself. There's that fear of losing someone. Fear of death, the fear of being alone. But I think the underlying theme behind these fears and anxieties that we have in life, when we really strip away the layers and look deep inside, is that fear that some Christians may still have, that God is not going to be there for me when I need him to protect me, to help me or my loved ones. And so when they find themselves in these situations, they can be overcome with that anxiety. But again, Jesus asks us to not be afraid, to just have faith. It sounds easy to do, right? A very simple statement from Jesus, but we all know from our own experience that this can be difficult at times, especially when we allow ourselves maybe to get too distracted by anxieties or stress in our life, and we don't take that time every day to pray or to go to church like we're doing today on Sunday. If we don't do these spiritual things to keep ourselves healthy, then of course our faith is going to become very weak, and those fears and anxieties will grow and will be great and will tend to overwhelm us at times. I'm always reminded of this, especially when I get a call to go down to our mental health facility in town here, which is kind of in our parish boundary here at Resurrection. And it's usually someone who maybe was raised in some kind of Christian faith or had some kind of connection with God at one time, but had let that go, and their illness had overcome them, and so they had to be institutionalized for a period of time. For some people with mental illness, of course, we know that it's a genetic thing. It's not something that they can help. It just has to be treated. But for other people with a mental illness, they get there through their own fault, perhaps not doing the things in their life maybe that will bring them peace and comfort. And so I see both kinds down at the mental health treatment center. And usually, you know, it's a Catholic that invites me in, that they want to get reconnected with God, so would I please bring out communion or come down to anoint them? Or a lot of times it's just, "Father, come down and listen. Come down and listen. Let me tell you my story. Let me tell you what I've suffered and where I'm at." And so we do that, these us priests, when we get called to go down there. But many of these people just need to hear us say, us priests, us pastors say, that God does love them. They're looking for that, some proof, some encouragement that God really does care for them, and some assurance. The problem is, however, like I said, that because maybe they were treated so harshly by life and by others, that they could not even begin to comprehend that God could possibly be there to care for them and to love them. So they were terrified that he would reject them and chose not to help, or that God would choose not to help them. And so they began to be panicked and started to be overcome by their anxieties and worries. So again, what I decided to do and what they were really asking for was that assurance. So to help them find that peace and to reconnect with God, my job was to pray with them and show them how to pray again and encourage them to carry out that habit every day of their lives. And it was interesting to me because usually it's not just one visit. They're there for a little while, and so we have that opportunity to go back and follow up with them a little bit. And I noticed that for those, whether they had their mental illness handed on to them genetically or if it's something that developed in their life through their own fault, whatever way, that if they prayed, they had that peace back in their lives. If they prayed every day, they started to feel some healing arise in their hearts. They were much calmer the next time I visited them. They seemed to have this spiritual sense and the spiritual energy. They were reconnected with the God of love, and they sped up their healing process. So eventually they were released back into their communities, into their back home, sooner than they thought. For others, though, it was a different story. For those that didn't take my advice and decided that they weren't going to pray every day and whatnot, you could see that their anxieties got no better. In fact, they got worse and continued to plague them. And so they actually ended up staying there longer than they thought they would because they couldn't get that peace back in their lives. But it all goes back, these experiences that I had down there with these good folks, is that Jesus tells us not to be afraid, to just have faith. However, we see that Jesus addresses, especially Jairus, his father, and those present directly by saying that, to encourage them. In other words, what Jesus is really saying to Jairus' father in the gospel today is the same thing that he's saying to us. I'm here for you, so trust me. Pray so that I can speak to you and lift your spirits with my healing love. You know, what we often fail to realize is that Jesus came not for those who are doing well, but as he tells us, he came for sinners and those whose faith is weak and who are overcome by fear. Come to me, all you who find life burdensome, and I will give you rest, Jesus says in another place. He assures us over and over again in the scriptures that he will not abandon us. And he proved that, of course, by dying for us. Someone once said, if we really knew how much God loves us and is there for us, we would die of joy. And so the scriptures and the saints assure us that we can indeed trust him. But first, we must pray for an increase in our faith and the ability to trust. We know, and Jesus tells us so many times, that fear is not of God. Fear is an obstacle that we put in the way or allow to get in the way of our relationship with God in our lives. So once again, let us remember that fear is overcome by faith, and faith is gained and nurtured through prayer. I used to have this sign hanging in my room that I'd read every morning that I'd get up before I'd start my day, and it would say, "Good morning, this is God. I will be handling all of your problems today. I will not need your help, so have a good day." Very reassuring, but very true also. And so as we approach the Eucharist today, let us approach with the faith that God is really present in the sacrament for us, and that he is longing to not only heal our hearts and strengthen us, but also to take away our fear and increase our faith if we but ask him.